Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. Scott Spezzano and Sandy Waters. The Breakfast Buzz. It's Cyber Monday. It's the 28th of November. I'm serious. This is like zipping through. It's on, baby. It's now the sprint to the finish called Christmas. Hi, Sandy. How was your Thanksgiving?
Hello. It was good. Thanksgiving, everyone?
Everybody's good. First time we've really got a chance better to talk to you.
I ate so much. Not that we want to go backwards and talk about because everyone's moving forward, but I ate so stinking much that I gave myself a migraine that night. And I've been battling a migraine for the last 3 days.
Really? You could eat yourself into a headache? That's weird.
I guess so. I didn't know that.
I have a problem.
Yes. What?
I don't know. I couldn't touch any food out of the fridge until yesterday. It's not that I wasn't hungry. I just didn't want to eat anything that maybe it's because I prepare. It just took so long to prepare, and I was like, I don't want to see any of it. And here I'm complaining about the leftovers, right? Finally, I have leftovers.
I was just going to say, I think we were all thinking the same thing. We're ready to applaud the fact that you have leftovers.
Yeah.
Because you never, ever do. Your wife always gives them away.
Right. And as she was dishing them out and had the little assembly line set up, I'm like, please save some for us. And I couldn't eat any of it all weekend. I'm like,
till yesterday.
We get Chinese food?
Yesterday is the first.
Yeah, we went to the Disney Princess concert at Kodak Center, which was amazing. Amazing, if you were at the show. Brought the little one and came back, and I had some pie crusts, and I'm like, I'm making turkey pot pie. So I whipped that up and...
Ugh.
What?
Oh, my God. That just made me feel sick.
Why?
Oh, I hate even the thought of pot pie.
Why? What's wrong with pot pie?
Oh, God. Wow, what a terrible flashback. Sorry.
You have that a bad experience awful. With the pot, like a chicken pot pie or whatever, meat pot pie or whatever.
Yes, I didn't realize this was lingering. Like, I didn't realize. Wow, that was horrible. I really feel sick to my stomach.
I just triggered you. That's awesome.
You did. I didn't realize.
What was wrong with your pot pie? Ooh, what happened?
It was because when I was like eight, nine, that's all my mother would feed me when she was redoing the kitchen and the dining room, you know, putting up the wallpaper.
Yeah, right.
So it was.
There were swans in and they came frozen, right? And they'd put them in the oven in little aluminum foil tins.
She never did the Swanson. Oh. That was too expensive for her. She would make it. Oh. Or maybe... It was store-bought. No, she was store-bought. Yeah, you're right. That's why I hated it so much, and that's why that's all we ate, because the kitchen and the dining room were in a mess, in chaos, because she was doing the wallpaper. So that's all we ate for dinner, and oh, my God.
Jesus, how long does it take to do wallpaper in your house?
that.
How many days in a row did you get pick a papaya?
I don't know. It was like the big, well, remember back in the 80s, it was like one full wall. It was like the accent wall of wallpaper and one ginormous wall of a forest. So it was like you're walking into the forest. And then in another room, it was like a waterfall. It was like so tacky, but it was so cool at the time.
Oh, so it was an actual, you had to put them in order and line them up and make it look like a... whole scene.
Vaguely do I remember that moment in time. It's just the chicken pot pies that my mom would feed me is all I remember. And well, I blame the wallpaper.
I won't bring any in tomorrow then. Forget that. It's everybody I talk to, anybody in my circle of anybody, whether it's neighbors, friends, everybody got their tree up and stuff this weekend, obviously.
This was the big
show
push.
Off. Did it ahead of time a week ago. I was like,
and you know what? The day after Thanksgiving is normally when, right, a lot of people will go and it's like game on and it's awesome. The day after Thanksgiving, we've always done it that.
But to get the tree, you're talking about.
To get the tree, yeah, sorry. But this year, when it was the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, and I was like, wow, we already have the tree up and house decorated. We can just have a full out lazy day. It was awesome.
We went the day after, which was awesome. Breezed right in, breezed right out. I tell you, man, those people over at Wilbert's Tree Farm out in Webster are amazing. They're just amazing. Now they have like a fresh like a food stand, a refreshment stand set up and stuff. I'm like, this is awesome. Pizzas and stuff and hot cocoa. What were you gonna say?
On Friday, it wasn't the best. Saturday was a better day than Friday.
Weather-wise?
Right?
Yeah. Outside is outside to me. Doesn't matter.
Oh, you don't. You're not. No. It's amazing how you're not affected by the weather. No, like, it's rain or shine, and Scott will be there no matter what.
It's like I grew up here or something. Strange.
So did you cut it down?
No. Got shut down.
Oh, gosh.
I told my wife, I said, next year, this is all for Ellie.
This is what you said last year.
I know.
I remember this conversation on the air.
I know. And it was because of the weather on her end. And also, she had a migraine. She had a really wicked migraine, too, all weekend. And I'm like,
she was like me, ate too much turkey.
Probably. And I said, but next year, I don't care if you don't even go. I'm bringing Ellie, and we're going to go cut a tree down.
You have to. She has to run around the farm and pick out. Now, who picked out the tree? Okay, I'm going to call you out. Who picked out the tree?
I was the Vanna White of Christmas tree sales. Uh-huh. I'd go over to a tree and take it, spin it around, and walk around it like I'm doing a square dance.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, no. And then I'd take another one.
So Ellie didn't even pick out the tree.
No.
Oh, my wife. This is terrible.
No, my wife. Listen,
I can't tell you how terrible this is.
I know you're trying to find something there, but
no,
you know what?
I'm not.
It's just, I can't. It's just, that's the way it is. That's next year, though. I don't care.
Can we? Okay, wait, stop, pause.
What?
I know this is premature because we usually don't do good or bad parenting until like a little after, like around 6:20-ish. But we got to start it now because this is whatever we had lined up for good or bad parenting, wipe clean, because this is what it needs to be.
What do you mean?
You don't let your kid pick out the tree.
No, there's logistics involved.
No, there's not.
Yes.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. I can't put an addition on my house all because of a three-year-old's decision who doesn't know width and height.
You give her the grouping out of these trees or just tell her, oh, that one's too big. Let's pick another one. I did it. I have two children. I've been doing it for 18 plus years. They've always picked out the tree. And I'm judging you now. I'm telling you, I love you dearly. You and your wife are the best parents ever, but I'm judging you.
So do you say it's bad parenting to just not let the kids pick the tree out?
I'm giving you a stamp, a big old red stamp on your forehead that says, bad parent. What's the dramatic drop we have? The parent is bad.
Oh.
The parent is bad.
That's it.
Fine. Hi to Buzz.
Good morning.
Oh, good parenting.
Don't let a three-year-old pick out a Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Dear God. Seven, eight, sure. Not a three-year-old. Because either you're going to come home with a twig that she thinks you dressed up like Charlie Brown did.
Yeah, right.
Or you're going to come home with a 16-foot tree because she saw in a movie and it's going to look gorgeous.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not okay.
I agree.
Okay, if it doesn't fit your house, you can easily explain that to your child. This one's too tall. Our house isn't that tall. But the twig, yeah, we had the ugliest looking trees. But you know what? It's a memory. We look at the pictures, we laugh, and nature is beautiful no matter if it's perfect or not. Like, what are we teaching our kids? You have to go for perfect,
okay.
Otherwise, over it,
right? Kids, realism.
Yes.
You don't get a giant tree, and you don't get the ugliest one that has no needles.
Okay, I agree.
We're teaching our kids realism.
Christmas. It's not a cartoon where, oh, bingo, everything fits no matter what.
Okay. You're teaching your kids realism. You're only allowed in this house if you're beautiful. If you're not perfect and you're ugly, we don't want you. That's what you're teaching.
It's about time somebody realized that.
I know. Oh, my friend, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great morning.
Thank you, too. I hope your Thanksgiving was great. Goodbye. So, yeah, what are you going to do? It's not bad parenting. It's good parenting.
I think it is.
Huh?
I think you didn't even ask Ellie, but, I mean... Okay, forget it.
The parrot is good. 99. The buzz.
Yeah. Yes, getting the tree at Wilbert's was just a great, amazing experience. Plus the baby goats. Come on.
The baby goats.
Baby goats is a distraction for mom and the kids to go that while dad lugs the tree and tries to get it on top of the car single-handedly.
Was that anything with you? Because you tend to be a little clumsy. Did anything go wrong there, or you got it?
No, I got it up on the car okay. I used a ratchet strap and just strapped its belly right down. And even though
easy peasy for you.
Yeah, okay. Even though we did have to try to keep an eye. So we always put the butt end first, right, so you could see it over the hood of the car, right? But as we drove, and we take the back road back home, which is 35, you know, so not to go you know, like 60 on the expressway.
Yeah. Okay, you live in Webster. Wilbur's is in Webster.
Yeah.
You don't have a far drive. We live in Greece.
Right.
It's a far drive.
Yeah.
We take the back roads because I am too paranoid. And my husband does do a good job wrapping it up, but you never know. You know what I mean? When the tree moves a little bit, I get paranoid. I don't breathe from the minute we leave the tree farm till we pull into the driveway.
Yes.
This year, my husband has a sunroof. I was so freaking paranoid. I told him to open the sunroof. This is me on 104. I told him to open the sunroof, and I stuck my arm out
and held the tree
on to
the netting,
the actual trunk of the tree.
No.
I go, you're supposed to take back roads. What are we doing on 104? Like
the
expressway part. He goes, I know, I took a wrong turn. So we are going like 55. I'm holding on to the damn trunk for dear life. I'm like sticking up the window. Cars are passing by. Like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, listen, this is better. This is keeping me more sane than me sitting in the car just watching it and not
paranoid.
Breathing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great story. That's a great story. I mean, our little drama was it started to slip. It was never going to fall off, but we lost sight of the stump. You know that the butt end of it. And I may have not put it up far enough. It's
terrifying.
So I'm driving. I'm trying to look. I'm like, Jill, keep an eye on it. And she's it's moving. So by the time we got it home, it was like 45 degree angle along the top of the car.
I've heard my brother-in-law, the tree fell off of his car.
No.
It did on the expressway. So ever since that happened to him, I'm like, well, this is possible. Like before that, I'm like, no, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to move, but it really won't fall off. That's just in the comedies, right? That's just in the... Nope.
It happened
to someone. Yes. So now I am so forever paranoid.
Oh, my God.
God,
they give you baling twine to use and stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
But
I find
a ratchet strap works just great. You just open both of the passenger, or, you know, the back doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a four door,
mm-hmm.
and just throw the strap around, tighten it up a little bit, and then just shut the doors on the straps, and it works.
It probably is better. We do the twine, and then my husband gets all angry because it gets all knotted up before he can pull it through.
Yes,
just, right. And then as we're like. And, you know, I am Miss OCD, so I'm like, it's not tight enough. And then he gets angry. Well, will you do it? And I'm like, well, you got to make it tight. And then as we're mini arguing, but in a delightful, joyful way, because we know this needs to be a time of cheer. The car next to us, the dad comes, opens, pops the trunk, and just shoves the car in because it was a big SUV.
Shoves the tree in the car.
The tree in the car. Uh-huh. Sorry, I didn't say that right. Because it was like a third row, but he had all the seats down, so he just shoves it in. And I'm like, oh, that would have been so much easier. Then he looks over at us like, have a good day. You ass.
Albeit like a bull in a china shop, I still love him. I mean, he's my brother. But Jesus.
Well, I'm not saying don't love him.
I know, but still. It's
just make him pay.
Oh. Hi, Spazan and Sandy on the Buzz. 40 to get today, and he drizzle tapers off.
Jerk or justified.
I'm not even sure this should be a trial, but I don't know. It's what my brother came down for on Wednesday for, you know, Thanksgiving. Stayed the night, hung out, sat out by the fire.
Destroyed your house.
Well.
And left.
Something happened.
He would be fine with it if you told him that he needs to do the repairs.
You ever have a guest come over and just like destroy something and they're like, oops.
That's a quote. That's a direct quote, by the way. Oops.
Yeah. All right. A complete story. A complete story. Come back.
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I love my brother, but...
Jerks.
or justified.
Even more the reason I think you would not, absolutely not be a jerk if you asked him.
Okay. It's Spazano and Sandy here on The Buzz. And in this Jerk or Justified, I'm going to have to ask you to call 818-2899. What happened over the Thanksgiving, Wednesday night, Thursday? Sandy thinks she'd go in the judgment zone where my brother... You ever have a guest stay over and they wreck something? And they're like, oh, sorry. And you're like, okay, that's what are you going to do about it, right? Break a vase or something, you know, dent in the wall. I don't know. So my brother takes a shower Thanksgiving morning after the... And everybody's doing their thing. I'm cooking like crazy. I've got a million things going at once. I go down the basement to get some paper towels from a storage shelf. And there's water all over the... I'm like, what is going on? I look up at the ceiling. It's dripping out of the ceiling. I'm like, wait a second. I'm on that floor. I look around to where that is. And I'm like, I don't see anything. It's not where it should... I'm like, okay... I go upstairs to my wife. I'm like, Jill, there's water in the basement. What's going on? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm running around. And I go to get a flashlight to try to see where it's coming from. I ask my brother. I'm like, dude, I said, it's weird. Luckily, I went in the basement because there's a leak down there. And he goes, oh, man. He goes, oh, shoot. He goes, that probably was me. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, I took a shower and that... I must have, I think I got out of the shower and the shower curtain was on the outside of the tub.
Oh my God. Like this is his first water. Shower
I know.
Ever.
It's everywhere. And he goes, yeah, and it must have gone down. Or I got it all up. He goes, it must have gone, you know, in around where the toilet is and down and followed the pipe on the outside all the way down.
And now how are the ceilings looking?
Well,
main floor.
I didn't think about that, so I go out to the main floor. I look up. There's this huge wet spot above where I'm like, oh,
right before company comes over, and that's the worst. Like drywall, which is just what our houses are made of, so it's like a sponge. It'll soak up that water, and now you probably have a big stain.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And now it's a process to take care of that. All because your brother, who's a grown-ass adult, forgot how to take a shower.
I know. I'm like, what kind of details do you not pay attention to
in life?
How are you still alive?
When you're in someone else's house, you are extra careful and cautious. Like, not... I just don't understand how you shower without the shower curtain.
I love him, but he's like so happy. What's the word for it? It's not reckless, but maybe just not completely aware. Like he goes, come on, hop in the car. I'll take you to the liquor store. I'm buying. I'm like, okay. You know, stock your shelf for the holiday. I'm like, okay. So we get in his car and put my seatbelt on. And he gets in the car, starts it up, packs out of the driveway and drives off without the seatbelt on. And I'm like, and the whole time, the car is going ding, 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 and he's just driving. I'm like, dude, are you aware that you, it's not safety, obviously, but isn't that annoying to you? Ding, ding.
Beyond the safety.
Three quarters of the way there, and he puts his seatbelt on. I'm like, dude.
You know what's so amazing about this story is that he makes you look like you're focused and buttoned up.
Yeah,
which
man.
Is so not you. Okay, so here's what it is. 818-2899. Would Scott be a jerk or justified to tell his brother he needs to do the repairs? There's this ginormous stain on the ceiling, pain in the ass to repair. I mean, if somebody ruins something, even if company ruined your couch, mm-hmm. it's a brand new couch, they somehow have to... I don't think you would be a jerk if you asked them to help.
For me to ask my brother to fix it, that's a jerk thing to say.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Call it.
I think he would gladly do it.
Call it. But you're justified. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donzo.
It sounds like you got a bathroom problem, not a brother problem. Why isn't your floor watertight?
Well, that's it. It's not sealed around the toilet, and it went in around the toilet and came down alongside the pipe. Mm-hmm. And everything else is sealed, but the It must have gotten in.
I've taken plenty of showers with no shower curtain in.
Really?
And it never flooded my bathroom. Yeah. Well, what did you do? Have the shower head pointed out of the shower?
Probably.
I don't know. We don't know.
Really? Seriously? I'm like, how did you do that?
Let's just talk about, like, the big general thing. If somebody, company comes over and they ruin something in your house, would you be a jerk or would you be justified to ask them to help repair?
Well, I got to say you'd be a jerk because you invited them over there.
Right.
And it's not a, your house, now listen, is a B&B or a party room, so
right.
It's not like they're signing a contract. Anything gets broken.
Oh, yeah. That's what so, we should start. We should start issuing
like
contracts
shovel,
and waivers.
You sign a contract to borrow a shovel and kick yes. through the dog poop.
Oh, yeah, his dogs left giant logs in my yard, too. My God, you should have seen these things. He's got
he
huge
didn't
dogs.
Clean it up?
No, I found a couple yesterday. I'm like, oh!
Ah. Oh, my God. Johnny, he's the worst house guest ever.
Even though you say that, you still think it's a jerk move to ask him, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's your family first, and you should expect problems when you have company over.
There you go.
Oh.
Thank you. Here's an idea. Here's an idea. Everybody leaves $20 at the door, and you get it back when you leave, unless you break something.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh, I like that.
No.
I
hi. Like no. Hi. The buzz. Would it be jerk to say anything and ask him to pay for it or justify?
It would be jerk.
Yeah.
I think we should put Johnny on trial.
For being...
I mean, for come me? On. Johnny flooded your bathroom. He should be the one saying, oh, man, Scott, let me, you know, let me help you out with the repairs. Make sure you send me the bill. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see...
Johnny okay. needs to be on trial.
Yeah,
Johnny's not a jerk, Sandy. Johnny's the jerk.
No, don't call, no, don't ask, call Watertown and say anything, okay? I don't want him to hear about
no,
this.
No, everybody, call Watertown. No. So to ask Johnny to help repair, you think that's jerk?
It's jerk.
Okay.
Okay.
That's jerk. I think it's up to the person who made the problem. You know, you can't be asking
okay.
your guests. I'm actually going
right.
to agree with Donzo.
Yeah.
You can't agree. You can't ask your guests that.
I know. It's yeah. it's just, like, rude.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You don't right. do that. They're your guests. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks good. Thank
all
you
right.
very much. Have
carry
a great
on.
Day. Okay.
Bye.
You too.
Yeah.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Jerk or justified? 98.9 The Buzz.
I've got a cool little story I want to pass along. It's making the rounds in the news today. From my hometown of Leicester, New York. Have you ever heard of Leicester, New York? It's between Geneseo and Perry. It's a tiny little town, a beautiful old historic town. I grew up in this house that was built in 1814. As a matter of fact, the barn was built in 1813 because that was more important back then while they were building the house. You built the barn first. You live in it. You keep your animals good until the house is built. But anyway, I'm looking, watching our friends in 13 Wham. We always have them on in the studio. And I see a familiar sight out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh my God, it's my old house. What's going on here? And there, I finally got a hold of who was on TV this morning. Let me pick up the phone. Lisa, you there?
Good morning, Scott. Yes, I am.
Lisa Semmel. And you made the news, and you're doing something very cool. And I am embarrassed that I didn't know that you guys were doing this for the last 15 years.
Oh, Scott, I can't believe you missed this. I post it on Facebook every year, too.
I'm oblivious.
Shame,
I'm
shame,
oblivious.
Shame, shame. Now, did you guys go to school together? Do you guys know each other from back in the day?
One of us might be a little older than the other, but I won't share who that is.
Right. We won't say anything. But, you know, small town, everybody knows everybody. And, you know, all the... So, okay, first of all, tell us how this story came around, how you are putting Christmas trees in the park right in the middle of town there to honor loved ones.
So literally, I love Leicester.
Yes.
I'm all about Leicester.
Yeah.
Aww.
And just one morning, I woke up and I says to my husband, I says, do you mind if I ask the village if we can put Christmas trees in the village park? We have a little gazebo. Mm-hmm. And just... to bring more of the spirit to Leicester, because we don't have all the stores with the storefronts that decorate.
Right.
And so I approached the mayor, and he said yes. So the first year, I had 8 trees. I contacted some local businesses and said, hey, would you like to donate? I need to buy the trees. I need to buy the light. You know, we're starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it grew. Like, other people, hey, how can we get in on this? So like I had said on the news, I think, at one time I topped out at 48 trees. We had the whole park line.
Yes.
The whole But mind you, I'm in my mid-50s now, and 48 trees is a lot.
Why don't you get your husband to do it? Come on, you come up with the idea and make him do the work.
Oh, my husband, my kids, community members, they come and help. But it's so hard because the work that I won't even get into. But so we decided 24 trees is nice.
Mm-hmm.
My son happened to do an Eagle Scout project, so there's a sidewalk there in front of the gazebo. So we go all around the gazebo, went around the back of the gazebo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, how beautiful.
And each tree is dedicated to someone that we've lost, some loved one from Leicester.
Well, Leicester and surrounding
areas.
Because, York doesn't have any place to do it, so I have some people from York.
That's fine.
But, of course, I'll always share. There is a tag. My dad started this with me years ago, and he passed in 2020. So we have a tree for Stanley Lubanski.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you might recognize Bob Pendergast. We have a tree for Bob Pendergast.
I remember your dad, too. I remember your dad, too.
My dad, Jerry and Martha McNish. I mean, so many community members. So when you walk around and you look at the tags, you're like, oh, my gosh, I remember this person. And some people are like, oh, I remember him back in the day.
But it's cool. It's community. It brings people together. It makes the place look beautiful, even more beautiful than, that Central Park area is,
It's right there, and everyone can drive by. So come to Leicester.
Yeah.
Do a drive-by, a nice drive-by.
Yeah. When you're driving from Geneseo through Cuylerville and up through Leicester to go to Mount Morris or Perry, it's right there.
Yep.
Are all the trees up now, or do you need help decorating? What do you need? What could we do to help you make this easier for you next year?
Nothing. I do it with love. The weather, if you can control the weather.
Okay. Scott, Scott's on it.
I'm on it.
Yeah, then, we put them up the day after Thanksgiving. We let them sit for a day, and then the lights up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up, I think, almost every night, my husband will tell you, and just look at them because I'm just in awe of the beauty of the Christmas lights.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm allergic to Christmas trees, so I don't even have one in my house. So those are my Christmas trees.
Colored lights or white? What are we decorating the trees with?
Honey, I have pink, orange, purple, red, green, blue, multi, clear. I got them all.
I love it. I love it. So if anybody wants to sponsor a tag, are you maxed out this year, or we got to wait for next year?
Well, we share a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So we do as many as anyone wants to sponsor a tag.
Okay, so sounds good.
We used to sponsor a tree, now we sponsor a tag. But Scott, if you go on my Facebook page and you can show Sandy, I did a little video walking through all the trees the other night in the dark.
For us to find you, what do we look for? Who does we all search for?
Oh, you all search for Lisa Lubanski-Semmel.
Lisa Lubanski-Semmel.
Or you can look at the Friends of the Village of Leicester.
There you go. Thank you. Happy holidays. Thanks for bringing cheer.
Thank you. Happy holidays, you guys.
All right. Love you. Bye.
What's your take? Call them at 818-2899. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Why is it there's always some kind of dispute, quarrel, whatever, about when it comes to the Christmas tree, whether it's a fake one or a real one from Wilbert's Tree Farm, ding, ding. So I'm just thinking, it happened again this year. I'll tell you my story if you tell me yours. 818-2899 is the number. 818-2899.
And you're asking for the Christmas tree debate argument that happens every year. It's the same thing. Is that what you're asking for? Okay. Yeah. I guess
it's either the same thing every year or just a different one. You didn't think there could be any more fights about your Christmas tree. It's like, geez, you got one?
Oh, I think we all do. The same debate. Mm-hmm.
What is yours?
Mine is before we even leave the tree farm. It's it's how to put the tree on top of the hood of the car.
You know, if you heard earlier, Sandy literally had her husband open the sunroof and she held on to it for dear life.
I did. I'm sticking at my head. It's out the window with my arms wrapped around that tree trunk. And my husband's like, you are insane right now. We're going 55 on 104, from Webster to Greece.
Right.
And he goes, you're insane. It's fine. It's not going anywhere. I'm like, nope. I feel better this way. My hands are frozen.
I was going to say. And, it just says you don't trust your husband's tie-down capabilities.
I don't. I don't. And he gets all like, rah, rah, rah. I go, is that tight enough? Pull tighter.
You don't want to break the branches. I mean, they're stressed enough in the net. You don't want to break the branches. I had one break. I tightened it down. I was told to tighten it down more. I'm like, one of the branches broke. Therefore, here's my story.
Mm.
We get home, and this, you know, a real live, fresh cut Christmas tree is never perfect. Even though you always look for the perfect one, right? It gives it character.
Yes.
So
it's nature.
Yeah. Right. So it's up. You know, it's got the lights. I put all the lights on it, and I gotta be honest with you, my lights survived the year of hiding out. Nothing was broken. I didn't have to go get new lights. It's
really?
Fantastic.
Oh God! This year, two of our lights were out. We had to use the ones that for outside. So now we have no lights outside because we used them all up for the inside.
They're $3 a pack for 100.
I know, but we just haven't gotten them yet. Is what I'm saying. I like pulled from the outdoor reserve.
Here's what you do. Ironically, you buy lights thinking you're not going to need them. When you get the lights, that's where it karma works or whatever it's called.
I see what you're saying.
We bought 4 packs of lights. None of our lights are out. Right. So when you don't buy lights, that's when your lights go out. Finishing the story. Lights are up, perfect, just enough for the tree and for the cord to reach the outlet. No dangles. My wife's like, you gotta spin the tree around a little bit. There's a hole. I'm like, okay, so now, mind you, the tree is in. It's on its stand. It's got a 10 gallons of water. It's freaking huge, right?
Oh, the water's in and everything at this point?
Yeah,
lights
are up.
Don't lights you spin the tree before you do the water?
Oh, it was fine where it was at first, okay. But then
on second thought.
So I'm on my belly. There's no leverage when you're laying on the floor trying to spin a tree. I'm spinning me. I'm like this, and my body's going around the tree. So I finally move it, and it was tough. I'm like,
and
okay, there.
Carpet, right? It's not on the hardwood, so it's even harder
to spin.
It's
on carpet, yeah. So... And she goes, just move it just a quarter of a turn. So I'm like that. Get up. My face is all red. She's like, no, it's got to go more. It's got to go more. So I spin it. I keep going clockwise more and more and more and more, right?
At this point, wait a minute. Are you fighting back at all? Or are you just doing what she says with a big smile on your face?
I'm fighting back saying, babe, just put an ornament in the hole.
Oh, that's
in the tree,
how you...
in the void, in the tree. If there's a light spot, you know, a spot that's not all needles, that's you just hang an ornament in it.
I get where you're coming from, but I understand what she's saying because it would drive me nuts. I'm slightly OCD, so if it is a little bit leaning one way or if it's not positioned just perfectly, something about it will drive me insane every time I walk into that room.
I spin it another quarter turn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Poof, all the lights go out.
What happened?
Well, because where she wanted the tree and how the lights were strung, it was too much tension on the cord, so
oh no.
I had to open up a box of lights, take all the lights off the tree, spin
Wait,
it to the
you
proper
took them all off?
Yeah, I couldn't just put an extra thing of lights down there because then I'd have 5 or 10 lights and another 95 of them on the floor. You see what I'm saying?
I would have probably just let me think. I would have gone from bottom up and wrapped them up. I would not have taken down the lights is a pain in the ass.
I start from the top and I go to the bottom. And then
if you plug in a new strand, just work from the bottom and work that strand up. Why wouldn't you do that?
I spiral. I don't go up and down.
You spiral around from the bottom and go to the top. You don't have to undo all
you
those strands of lights.
You still have to undo them. You've got a double row down at the bottom, and it's your lights are off kilter. So I had to take all the lights off, put another strand on, restring them in, so it all comes out perfectly to the outlet. At that point, my wife's like, okay. I'm like, there you go. She's like, you know, can you just move it a little bit more? I'm like, geez, what are you doing to me? And she's like, but it looks janky. I'm like, I know. This is my day. That's why we drink.
That's your Christmas tree.
That was my Christmas tree fight.
Every year.
How about yours? Two words that strike fear in the hearts of men.
Oh, in the hearts of men.
Mm-hmm. Cyber Monday. They need credit.
Why did you go gender specific
because,
like that?
Well, at least in my world, they need to. Okay. I need to have like a parental control on credit cards. So my wife, she's Cyber Monday. It's today. I guess.
Are you going to? Are you going to tell the class? Are you going to share what your wife said?
I don't know about anything that's going on. Trust me.
Yeah, she wants to keep him in the dark.
Yeah, found out this morning that Ellie's going to her first dentist appointment at 11:30. I'm like, what?
No, I'm saying about the gifts. I mean, you're always in the dark about other things,
that's
too.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
But
yeah.
I'm specifically talking about gifts. So she said, don't worry about it. I'm buying for, I'm going to meet with Santa. We're going to arrange what Ellie should get. And
just stay out of it.
I will send you links to what I
Correct,
want.
Yes. If she sends me links for today, I'm just worried that she's going to. It's weird. I kind of see Cyber Monday as coupons. I don't do coupons because they're usually things I don't need.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look for coupons and then buy. Don't start with the coupons if you, I don't know. I just kind of see that.
There are those people, though, that are just, they just love, love, love to give gifts. Like, they're just really good at it. And they should take the lead. Like, your wife seems like that type of person where she knows what she wants. She's not going to waffle. Yeah. She's just going to go and get it.
Yeah. And she'll tell me, and I'll get it for her. And that takes a lot of pressure off, which is wonderful.
She takes the lead.
Yeah.
Even with the gifts that you have given you, we remember your stories, you know, the things that you bought her that she really, you know, didn't
Everything
love.
Everything I get, I put this supposed thought into it, and I really do, ends up being a thwomp, thwomp, thwomp. It's like, oh, man.
I'll be honest with you. Like, both of our birthdays are coming up.
Yeah, that's
right. And my husband asked me yesterday, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, nothing. I'm not, my love language isn't gift giving. I don't want you to give me a gift. I don't want you to surprise. That's the worst. For me, the worst is when you try to surprise me with a gift.
Really? You're weird.
Chances are, I know.
You're weird.
Chances are, I'm going to have to fake an appreciation. Like, why did you waste the money on this?
It's all about the money. It's not about the money.
Yes, it is. I know it's a problem.
You have a problem.
I said, that's all I want is for us to just hang out. Let's just go to Eastview Mall and walk around. We do it every year for the holidays. I just want to enjoy the moment together as a family or sit on the couch and watch Christmas movies. And he gets so angry. I'm like, please don't surprise me.
His love language is giving a gift. Let him do it.
Yeah, but then I get it. Then I'm going to be like, why did you waste your money on this? Stop this. I really don't want it.
The loop.
I don't. It's not
stop
right.
This loop. You got to stop the loop. You're a bigger person if you stop that loop of why did you spend so much money. You're a better person.
I don't want anything. I don't even know what I would want. Don't give me a gift. I will get you a gift.
When he gets you something, do you love it? If you can for a second take the money issue out of it?
I'll be honest, the last time he bought me a surprise gift, I can't even remember, is when we were dating. And that, he like nailed it. He's so romantic. He did fantastic. Yeah. But at that time, it was his money. So I didn't give a damn what he spent it on. Like now it's...
Now it's both of your money. Now it's...
Yeah, like, please like don't tell me
his.
Flowers.
It's not his.
And he goes over the top.
Because he loves like, you.
Yeah, I know. But he'll send me not a sweet little bouquet. He sends me like this ginormous, like how much did that freaking cost? And now I'm going to try to keep these flowers alive?
See your problem?
Ah, good heavens.
Imagine what kind of person you'd be if money wasn't the thing. That evil. That's your enemy. You're trying to keep money as your... You think it's your best friend, but it's really your enemy.
It's a little bit of that, and it's a little bit of I'm not really good at faking a reaction. I'm really not. I'm not the best gift receiver. You know how some people are really good at opening up gifts no matter what it is? They make it feel like you are the... Yeah.
I love getting gifts.
Yes, you are like that. You make the person feel like the best ever when you open up a gift.
Because they are.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because of money. Because you think about money first.
Well, it's even like... You know, you try to go over the top, especially when kids, when they're really little and they make these homemade gifts for you, you try to go over the top. And it really is the thought that they put into it and the time they put into making your gift. Mm-hmm. So I could conjure up the, oh my God, this is beautiful. But then when my husband sometimes tries to...
You can't treat him like a kid, right? You can't fake it. Wow. Well,
and I don't return gifts, so that means I'm stuck with it and I got to wear it.
If
you're listening right now and you're just shaking your head and you're rolling your eyes.
No, there's a lot of people like me out there.
Both of you, yeah.
Hey, it's 99 Buzz, Spazan and Sandy coming up on 10 o'clock. The Marty Party's on. And I have a quote of the day before we get to the real quote of the day.
Oh, okay. A Spazano quote, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's no food waste in our house. Everything goes right in Tupperware. Then we let it spoil. Then we throw it out. How's that? Seriously, it's ridiculous. Let's get
okay,
the real
now
one.
The
yes.
real quote. Now the real quote of the day.
Yes,
from James Whittaker, the host of the Win the Day podcast on the free Odyssey app.
The quote to help you win the day comes from Jim Stovall and says, "No matter what the dream inside you is, the answer is always yes, you can."
Mm. How about no food waste? Tupperware that lives forever.
Marty's next. See you. Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.